You're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Linda, and I hope you are ready to help your kids get their finances under control, or to have a little less control maybe over your finances.
Yeah, we're going to talk about money and children and handling money. We've got Brad Graber on the line with us. He joins us every Tuesday about 7:30. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know that money is one of those things that kids are going to handle, whether it's handled well or not. And when we talk to our kids about financial resources, where do we even start?
Well, the earlier we start, the easier it's going to be, right?
You hope anyway, right?
Yeah, we're hoping.
I guess so.
We can always hope.
Yeah, we each have to remember that as parents, we have a ministry in our house with our children. And I'll start with Ephesians 6 that says, bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And what we're trying to do is not just teach our kids economic and financial lessons, but we're ultimately wanting to teach them theology and truths about God in the way that we handle money, in the way that we teach them about money. And to answer your question, to start off, we have to lead by example. So that's why it's so important for us as adults to make sure that we have our own house in order. And for many of us, we learned from the world, and we would like to teach our kids what the Bible has to say about money and teach them that biblical model rather than learning what the world taught us first and then trying to correct it as many of us have as adults.
Well, Brad,
that's why it's so important to make sure that we've got our own house in order, and if we don't, that we're getting the help that we need so that we can set that good example for our kids.
Well, you talk about showing our kids money's proper position. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, we're talking about theology here, and what can we teach them about God? Well, God is more important than money. Our relationship with God and our relationship with others is more important than money. So are we showing them that? Even in the way that we treat work in our lives, are we striving for success and earning more income and sacrificing going to church or missing other aspects of our spiritual life and even sacrificing our relationships with friends or with family at home because we're not there because we're trying to go earn more money?
Well, we definitely want to keep it real, realistic, because kids can compare their lifestyles to their peers. So can we start there with just, some parents may be blessed financially with a higher paycheck than mom and dad.
Yeah, and it's automatic. Our kids are going to compare their financial or their economic situation to everybody else around them. And it's important to make sure that we're living within our means. So we're not trying to match what everybody else is doing. But even if we're in a situation where we have excess, it's as we've talked about all along with all of our other discussions. Just because God has blessed us with more doesn't mean we're supposed to be spending it all on ourselves and our own personal indulgence. So are we teaching our kids that? That, you know what, those people have extra, and that's great. God has blessed them, and that's their responsibility on how they handle that situation. But in our situation, these are the choices that we're making, and we're honoring God in the way that we're doing that.
You know, something else that jumps out at me that you say, Brad, also it's on your website, investinginTruth.com. When it comes to teaching our kids to handle money, let them make spending decisions and suffer the consequences of poor choices. That's really hard. That's something I found hard to do as a parent, but the first time I did it, I saw the value in it. Talk about that.
It is a really hard one as a parent. And it goes with so many other things. We don't want our kids to fail. We don't want them to fall when they're learning how to ride a bike and skin their knee. But you know what? Those are the lessons that have to be learned, and we're better off for it. So a lot of times we need to be telling our kids no because they're going to want to make a lot of poor spending decisions. But there are those times when we need to say, you know what? It's worth it in this case because they really want that. Even though we think it's a poor decision, one that they'll ultimately regret, sometimes we let them do that. And the earlier, again, we start, the cheaper those decisions are. Because I know as my kids are growing and getting older, the things they want are getting more and more expensive. So what used to be a trip to the dollar store, now we're talking electronic devices and things like that. So the earlier we start with this learning process, and they learn that, you know what, I bought that, it wasn't a good value. It broke within a few days, and they regretted ever buying it. That's okay. That's part of understanding how money works and how sometimes decisions aren't the best thing just because I wanted it really bad at the time.
We're talking with Brad Graber, financial planner. You can get more information on his website, investinginTruth.com. Hey, Brad, before we let you go, just quickly talk about generosity and thankfulness, because that's huge when it comes to money.
Yeah, and that's another thing that we're going to have to demonstrate. Are we saying please and thank you to the people we're interacting with? In the way that we do family prayers, are we demonstrating our thankfulness to God in the way that we're praying about our situation and reacting to the environment around us and the way things are happening each day? Are we recognizing God's sovereignty over that situation? And when it comes to giving money to the church, we have to understand that our kids, starting off, are most likely not going to be believers at an early age. But inside of our household, we do have certain controls, and I think it should not be an optional thing on whether our kids give to church or not. If we're giving them an allowance or we're paying them for work around the house, we should require them to start that giving process and do it at a very early age out of those first dollars. And even John Rockefeller said that he was able to give out of his first million because he gave out of his first dollar. And if we don't learn that giving process and that practice early, it gets really hard when the dollar amounts get bigger later in life. So this is a perfect opportunity for us to help them build the practice of giving, even when they may not even be believers and doing it from a heart of wanting to give back to God. They're actually just doing it out of obedience for us and out of an expectation. And that's okay as a starting point.